Republicans had a big night in Kentucky. They won many victories in state elections, and that includes the governor's race, which Republicans won for only the second time in four decades.
This means a Democrat who embraced Obamacare will be replaced by a Republican governor eager to reverse that. Here's Ashley Lopez of member station WFPL.
Led by businessman Matt Bevin, Republicans won 3 out of 5 statewide offices in Kentucky. Bevin says the tide is turning in Kentucky, where voters have traditionally sent Democrats to the governor's mansion.
I'm a Republican, and I've always been a Republican, and I'm proud for the fact that this is a great night for the Republican Party in the state of Kentucky.
The outcome came as a surprise to many. Polls showed the Democratic candidate for governor, Attorney General Jack Conway, with a slight edge throughout the entire campaign. But turnout on election day was low. Just 30% of registered voters showed up at the polls. Bevin's victory is a sign that the state's conservative rural voters are finally leaving the Democratic Party, says Kentucky Republican Party Chairman Steve Robertson.
Kentucky always takes its time with a lot of things, and but I think Kentucky is now moving into that red column. We're joining our neighbors in the South.
People stayed home even though the stakes were high. The outgoing governor, Democrat Steve Beshear, embraced the Affordable Care Act. As a result, 500,000 Kentuckians gained health insurance, many for the first time. During the campaign, Bevin said he plans to dismantle the state's health insurance exchange and reverse an executive order expanding Medicaid.
Of necessity, it will have to happen because there literally is no ability for us from a budgetary standpoint to afford 25% to 30% of Kentuckians on Medicaid.
The only obstacle Bevin faces is a state house controlled by Democrats, but Republicans think they have a good chance of changing that next year. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Lopez in Louisville.